Good morning, friends. For the past several years, I've asked God to help me develop a daily scripture reading plan for the 100 days of summer. Recently, several dear friends have asked if I'd do an extended one for summer 2019. So, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, here is 150 days of summer 2019, beginning today, May 1, and lasting till September 30. This journey will trace what happened after Jesus returned to heaven, following his resurrection, the book of Acts, and the journeys of Paul and his letters chronologically. So let's strap on our sandals and walk the journey together. In the weeks following Jesus' resurrection, each time Jesus appeared, it seems to be a surprise to those who saw him and interacted with him. No warning, suddenly, there he was. Question: when is the last time Jesus suddenly stepped into your world? You know, something happened that others might have called a coincidence, but you knew it was a fingerprint of God, a reach of God from heaven to you, personally. We don't know exactly when in the 40 days between Jesus' resurrection and the ascension that John 21 took place, but we know where. The familiar Lake Galilee, home region to Peter and Andrew, James and John, Nathaniel and Philip, and maybe others. A whole night of fishing with empty nets was frustratingly familiar, Luke chapter 5. But of course, the empty nets provided the platform for Jesus to do a miracle. Grasp that, my friends. Our frustrating situations often provide Jesus the miracle platform in our lives too, don't they? Don't you love how Jesus greets them? Friends, may I encourage you to let Jesus greet you that way this morning? He's been up all night working on the other side of the world, watching you sleep, keeping your heart beating and your lungs breathing. Let Jesus welcome you into this new day. He wants to walk with you wherever your steps will take you today as his friends. In fact, may I urge all of us to own the questions Jesus asked Peter on the beach in John chapter 21. Do you love me more than these? Each of us can fill in the blank of what these is for us. Do you love me? You've heard the messages, agape, phileo love. What love can you say you have for Jesus today, 10 days after Easter 2019? And finally, we do it. We compare ourselves to others in so many ways. Peter did it, as he and Jesus were evidently walking along the beach together, just the two of them in a private conversation, and John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was evidently walking along following Jesus some distance behind. What about him? Peter asked. Let's not do that today, or anymore. The relationship Jesus wants with you, my friend, is personal, you and him. He loves you deeply and wants to walk a personal, private journey with you today and the rest of your life, which is unique to you. Oh, it will include in some ways your spouse or kids or grandkids or friends, but let's not be distracted. Let's focus on refreshing and renewing and building the unique, miraculous relationship Jesus wants to nurture with each of us individually. And then, from the overflow of that relationship, let's spill out Jesus's love to others. Thank you for joining me on this journey. It's going to be a great 150 days together.